Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memar Avram Goldarai, and today Masech is Gittin, Daf Ein Zayin, the beginning of the 8th Perek, Hazorik. The Zichu Masech is Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three topics we're going to focus on, number one, the 8th Perek begins, Hazorik Get Le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, V'hi Betok Beisa O Betok Chatzera, and she was in her house or her courtyard, Harizim Agareshes, she is divorced when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A braisa provides a source from a pasuk, v'nasim b'yada, and he shall place the get in her hand. Any el yada, I would only know placing in her hand affects divorce. Gaga chatzera b'karfefa manayin. For where do I know that placing it in her roof, her courtyard, or enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasim mikomakom. Therefore, the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. Another drasha is made regarding a thief teaching that he acquires the item and must make double payment, not only with his hand, but also with his property. Both drashas are necessary. Perhaps only a get can take effect in her chatzer, mishum de balkorcha megarsha, because he can divorce her against her will, but a thief might not acquire with chatzer. Or perhaps only a thief acquires with chatzer, mishum de kansi rachmana, because the Torah penalizes him to more easily fine him double payment, but a get would not take effect in her chatzer. Point which is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzer. Masha kansi isha kanabala. Whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzer. Two answers are offered. The Gemara's first answer ultimately is that the husband wrote to her while she was in Arusa, before acquiring her property with Nisuin, that he waives any right to this property and remains fully hers. And number two, Rava answers, get to v'chatzer ba'in ke'echad. Her get and her chatzer come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzer, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. Although the Gemara says this principle cannot be proven from a woman possessing a get with her hand, because her hand itself always belonged to her exclusively, Rava ultimately proves it's from an Eved Kenani receiving a get shichur with his hand. Although his hand belonged completely to the master, the get shichur takes effect because geto v'yado ban ke'echod, his get shichur and his hand's independence to make acquisitions come simultaneously. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzer affects divorce. Ula says, v'hi shal meretz betzad beisa ubetzad chatzera. This applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzer. Yoshia says, afil hi b'taveria v'chatzera b'tzipori. Even if she's in Taveria and her chatzer is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. The Gemara said the Mishnah clearly stated that she was in her house, and answers that the Mishnah means that it must be as if she is in her house. The cave in the chatzer mishta meretz l'daita hi miskareshes, that since the chatzer is guarded according to her knowledge from its contents being taken, she is divorced. The Gemara initially explains that Ula holds chatzer mishum yad israbai, possession of a get with chatzer was included under the category of her hand, and it's only analogous to her hand if she's nearby. Rabbi Yoshia holds chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Chatzer was included under the category of shlichus, so it can possess the get even if she's not nearby. However, the Gemara concludes that all agree that chatzer was included as an extension of her hand, but disagree if it's sufficiently similar to her hand by being guarded under her control. So once again, the three points are, number one, the 8th perek begins, Hazorik get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beisa betok chatzera, and she was in her house or her courtyard, haizo megareshet, she is divorced when it lands in her property, even without reaching her hand. A braisa provides a source from a pasuk, v'nasim b'yada, and he shall place the get in her hand. Any el yada, I would only know placing in her hand affects divorce. Gaga chatzera b'karfefa manayin. For where do I know that placing it in her roof, her courtyard, or enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasim mikomakom. Therefore, the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. Another drasha is made regarding a thief teaching that he acquires the item and must make double payment, not only with his hand, but also with his property. Both drashas are necessary. Perhaps only a get can take effect in her chatzer, mishum de balkorcha megarsha, because he can divorce her against her will, but a thief might not acquire with chatzer. Or perhaps only a thief acquires with chatzer, mishum de kansi rachmana, because the Torah penalizes him to more easily fine him double payment, but a get would not take effect in her chatzer. Point which is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzer. Masha kansi isha kanabala. Whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzer. Two answers are offered. The Gemara's first answer ultimately is that the husband wrote to her while she was in Arusa, before acquiring her property with Nisuin, that he waives any right to this property and remains fully hers. And number two, Rava answers, get to v'chatzer ba'in ke'echad. Her get and her chatzer come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzer, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. Although the Gemara says this principle cannot be proven from a woman possessing a get with her hand, because her hand itself always belonged to her exclusively, Rava ultimately proves it's from an Eved Kenani receiving a get shichur with his hand. Although his hand belonged completely to the master, the get shichur takes effect because gitto v'yado ban ke'echod, his get shichur, and his hand's independence to make acquisitions come simultaneously. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzer affects divorce. Ua says, v'hisho omedes betzad beisa ubetzad chatzera. This applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzer. Rabbi Yoshia says, afil hi b'teveria v'chatzera b'tzipori. Even if she's in Teveria and her chatzer is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. The Gemara said the Mishnah clearly stated that she was in her house, and answers that the Mishnah means that it must be as if she is in her house. The cave in the chatzer Mishnah merits l'daita he miskareshes, that since the chatzer is guarded according to her knowledge from its contents being taken, she is divorced. The Gemara initially explains that Ula holds chatzer mishum yad yisrabai, possession of a get with chatzer was included under the category of her hand, and it's only analogous to her hand if she's nearby. Rabbi Yoshia holds chatzer mishum shlichus is rabbi. Chatzer was included under the category of shlichus, so it can possess the get even if she's not nearby. However, the Gemara concludes that all agree that chatzer was included as an extension of her hand, but disagree if it's sufficiently similar to her hand by being guarded under her control. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ein Zayin, and our standard siman is an aze, a goat. A goat. So here goes. The green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Teveria. Once again, some motion. The green goat. Goat. That must be more enough. Ein Zayin. A's. The green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hazorik get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beso betok chatzera, and she was in her house, or her courtyard, hides a magaresha, she's divorced, when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A brisa provides a source from a pasuk in Nosim b'yoda, and he shall place the get in her hand. Einli ela yoda, I would only know placing it in her hand affects divorce. Gaga chatzera b'karfei from a nine, from where do I know that placing in her roof, her courtyard, or her enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud lomar v'nasan mikomakom. Therefore the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. A similar drush is made regarding a thief, and the Gemara explains why both drushes are needed. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, which reminds us, the Gemara is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzer, masha kansa isha kana bala. Whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzer. Two answers are offered, the second one being by Rav, who says, gitta v'chatzera ban ke'echot, her get and her chatzer come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzer, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Teveria, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzer affects divorce. Ula says, v'hisho medes betzad beisa betzad chatzera. This applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzer. Rabbi Oshia says, afili b'teveria b'chatzera b'tzipori. Even if she's in Teveria and her chatzer is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. So once again, the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Teveria. All right, so now it's time for Vor Balabach Chazara. Daf Ein Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Ein Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, giant ostrich egg, that must be warned off. Ein Gimel. When the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa. If one says, Zegitech mehayom imati mechol izeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness, and the house collapsed onto him, or a snake bit and killed him, it'll get. It's not a get, because the husband did not consider this rare accident in his stipulation. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him. Which reminds us, the next mission teaches regarding one who said the get should take effect retroactively when he dies, Lotis Yachidimo, his wife may not be alone with him lest he come to have relations with her, unless they are before witnesses. Even a slave's presence is sufficient except for her own slave woman with whom she is comfortable. A braisa brings malchukas if she was alone with him. The Tanakhama holds we suspect they had illegitimate relations, but do not suspect they had relations to affect kedushin. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda says, Av choshishin mishum kedushin. We even suspect they had relations to affect kedushin. So when the husband who said, this is your get today if I die from this illness, was crushed to death by a giant ostrich egg falling from the sky, his wife was out of the house and she knew she could not be alone with him, and was spending time with her friends telling them she feels divorced and not divorced, which reminds us the Mishnah taught Mahi Ba'osan Hayamim, what is her marital status during those days from receiving the get until her husband dies? Rav Yehuda says, Ke'eshes Ish, go call the Varesh, she's like a married woman in all respects. Rav Yossi says, Megureshes Ve'ena Megureshes, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt, and adultery would incur an Ashem Ta'ud. Daf Ayin Dalet, so the Simur Daf Ayin Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must be more in Daf Ayin Dalet, aid. The witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokas, when does a get take effect if it was given on condition that the wife gives him money? Rav Huna says, v'hiti ten, and she gives it meaning that she's divorced retroactively, provided she eventually pays. Rav Huna says, v'kashiti ten, she's divorced when she gives it, but not before. If the get is destroyed before she pays, it's invalid, according to Rav Yehuda. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, which reminds us, if one said to his wife, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, and she lost his cloak, the Tanakhama holds the cloak itself must be given and she cannot fulfill the condition. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, titin lo esdameh, she can give its equivalent value. So the witness standing in the green witness stand in divorce court, who testified that the husband said to his wife, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, but then changed his mind and said, this is your get on condition you give me my cloak, before discovering his wife lost his cloak, shocked the jury when he said the husband finally gave up and said, referring to the 200 zuz, they are forgiven to you. Which reminds us, Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan what the halacha is if one gave a get on condition she gives him 200 zuz, and he later said to her, they are forgiven to you. He explains that even according to the Rabbanan, who said that the condition to give a cloak cannot be substituted with money, perhaps they would agree that where he completely forgave the payment, it is tantamount to receiving it. On the other hand, although Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the condition to give a cloak is fulfilled with money, that may be because she appeased him with money, but perhaps forgiving it entirely isn't effective because he didn't receive anything from her. Daf Ayin Hei. So the Simur Daf Ayin Hei is an Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. The Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ayin Hei. The Am Ha'aretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, which reminds us, the previous daf quoted in the Mishnah said that initially one who bought a home in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, which the seller may redeem for a year, would hide on the final day to prevent the seller from redeeming it. Hil Hazakan enacted that the seller can place redemption money in a designated chamber and repossess his home, and the buyer can retrieve his money when he wishes. Rava deduced that without Hil's takana, the seller could not make the payment against the buyer's will. This indicates that generally, nesina bal korche will have yenesina. Giving something to a person against his will is not considered giving. Therefore, if a get was given on condition that the wife pays 200 zuz, she can only pay with his consent but cannot force him. A papa rejects Rava's proof. So the Am Ha'aretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, which reminds us, if one said, this is your get on condition that you return the paper to me, Megureshes, she's divorced. The Gemara asks, how is she divorced if the get will only take effect once it leaves her possession? And brings a Merayim who has three disqualifications of the condition which allow the divorce to take effect without its fulfillment. Either the Tanai was not kafu, it wasn't doubled, the Maisa was before the Tanai, or it was a case of a Tanai who Maisa bedavar echad. Both the condition and the act involved the same item, referring to the get. So the Am Ha'aretz and the green beggar without tzitzis, who didn't notice the house buyer hiding as the house seller came with money to redeem his house, couldn't understand why a get was valid when he heard a husband give it on condition his wife returned the paper to him, or how a woman divorced on condition she nursed the son fulfilled her condition only after one day, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one said, this is your get on condition that you nurse my son, she must nurse him for 2 years, according to the Tanakhama, or 18 months, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to fulfill the condition. Rashi adds that the service of the father is until he dies. If the son or father died before the condition was completed, the get is valid since the service isn't needed. Our Mishnah contradicts a brisa which teaches that a single day is sufficient to fulfill the condition. Rav Chisda answers, the brisa is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who interprets conditions leniently. Two other opinions are brought to explain the brisa. Daf Ein Vav, so the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is an IV. So here goes. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz. And then, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days. Needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months. He died. So once again, in slow motion. The poor wife on the green IV, IV. That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, which reminds the Gemara discusses what if a husband makes one condition before two edim, and then makes a different condition before other edim. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get. The Gemara wonders why the get is valid since he didn't leave her presence for 30 days, and it brings two different explanations. So the poor wife on the green IV who got sick, listening to her husband make different conditions on her get, such as serving his father or paying 200 zuz, and then this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, needed emergency care when she found out that soon after he had said, this is your get if I do not return within 12 months, he died, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, if one says, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months, it's not a valid get since it takes effect after his death. But if he said it should take effect from now if he does not return, it is effective even if he dies during the 12 months. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss a get given on a condition that the wife nursed the son? And the question of how long she must nurse him for, that's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number two, which stuff do we know that when a husband throws a get into the chatzer, get to the chatzer bon ke echot, both the get and the chatzer come into her possession simultaneously? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number three, which stuff do we know that if one says, this is your get anytime I pass from your presence for 30 days, and he was constantly going and coming since he was not alone with her, it's a valid get? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss a get made contingent on the husband's death and the connotation of imati, if I die? That's on Daf Ein Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do we machlokes if the woman must be near her chatzer for the get to take effect? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss a case if one says, this is your get if I have not returned in 12 months, and he died within the 12 months? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number seven, which stuff be the case of the house seller buying back his home according to Hillel's Takana? And the question if Nesina Bal Korcha is a Nesina? That's on Daf Ein Hey. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you Malkos if the husband's condition that the wife give a cloak may be fulfilled with her giving money? That's on Daf Ein Dod. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you discuss how we know a woman possesses a get when it's thrown into her chatzer? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. And number 10, which stuff do you know that one who was competent and then became a deaf mute, he can write a get and others can sign it? His writing is sufficient to prove he remains competent. That's on Daf Ein Alf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody, Ram Goldhoff from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.